Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi, Maaseh Daf Gimel. We are starting about the fourth line with the words Tani Kol Shetchilas Ha'Eichel, and Vilna's daf. It's near the end of Beis Amar Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. The Gemara tells us Tani, we have a brayso. Kol Shetchilas Ha'Eichel, anything that when it starts growing, it's considered food. Ve'ein Soif Ha'Eichel, but when it finishes growing, meaning if you leave it, it's just going to harden and it's not going to be edible. Ma'eslacha, what do you say about it? If it's picked early, is it Chayv Ma'isrus? And the answer is Kadada Tani. It's like we learned in the following brayso. Hamakayim Malay. If a person maintains a field of cabbage and keeps it just for zera, he wants to leave them all to harden just so that he could replant them. We say that his das is batel to everybody else's, and this is not a normal thing. It's not normative to leave an entire field of cabbage just to harden and be used as seed. And therefore, if he picks one of these cabbages early while it's still edible, it's chayv in meiser. Whereas klachin yechidin, if he leaves just a few stalks, meaning a few heads of cabbage, to harden and to be used as seed, there's no batel das, and therefore it's going to be pater from Meiser. And that's an answer to what we just asked. If we have something that's currently edible, but it's going to be left in the ground until it's hard and it's not edible, so when he picks it, it's not chayv in Meiser. However, now we just clarify this braisa. Amar Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, v'ushaliket yarek. That's only when he picks it while it's greens, meaning while it's still edible. Avaloi lokat yarek. If he didn't pick this cabbage when it was edible, kachanu ayrim etzim chayv in Meiseres, would we say over here that wood is chayv in Meiser? Obviously not. If it's not edible, of course it's not chayv in Meiser. We're only saying that if he picks it while it's still edible, then it's chayv in Meiser because batel daitai. And we continue with the Mishnah. Even if in the beginning when it grows, it's not considered food, but later on it's going to be edible. It's not chayv maestres until it reaches the stage where it becomes edible. So the Gemara asks, "Ma ezlacha? What do you have?" Meaning, what's this referring to? And the answer is kadosh tani in the basra. It's like we learn a later Mishnah, which is going to be learned in one line. Me'emasai peres chayv maestres from when our peres chayv maestres to ein mishev chilu, and we're going to see that right away in this Mishnah. In other words, peres and many other things as well, when they start growing, they're not edible. And therefore, if they're picked at that stage, they're not chayv in meiser. They're only chayv in meiser once they reach the stage that they're edible. So, beginning halacha beis, the Mishnah says, "Me'emasai peres chayv in meisers." From when do we say that fruits are chayv in meiser? And here we list a number of different fruits: hata'enim, mishev chilu, figs when they reach this stage; va'anavim, grapes; va'ba'ushin, and small sour grapes; mishev ishu when they reach this stage; ha'oig va'tutim, which according to some is translated as sumac and mulberries; mishead imu once they become red; and v'chol adum mishead imu, all other red fruits as well when they start becoming red. That's when they're chayv in meiser. Harimain and pomegranates, mishe yamasu, from when if you squeeze them, juice comes out, they're chayv in meiser. Gimel and beis on top, hatamarim, dates, mishe atilu sa'ar, from once they start swelling like sourdough. Haparsakin, peaches, mishe atilu gidim, from when they start forming things like sinews. Vagaizim and walnuts, mishe asim agura, from when they become like a storage house. In other words, when the nut separates from the shell, and so it's considered like it's being stored in the shell, it's chayv in meiser. Rabbi Yehudaimer, he argues and he says, agaz mashkedim, walnuts and almonds, mishe klipa, from when they form a thin outer shell, it's like a film in between the nut itself and the hard shell on the outside. Charuvin, carob, mishan kidu, the chayv meiser for when they start forming black dots, and v'chalash chayr mishan kidu, all other dark fruits are chayv meiser once they start forming black dots. V'hagasim, pears, v'akrustamelim, v'aprishin, v'chazrarin, all these different types of fruits, mishan krichu, once they become bald, which means when the soft fuzz that they have falls off, that's when they're chayv meiser, and v'chal avon, mishan krichu, all other white fruits like these are chayv in meiser once this fuzz falls off. Hatilton, fenugreek, kidei shetetzmach, it's chayv in meiser once it grows enough that if it was replanted, it would grow. And hatavu of azesim, grain and olives, mishech nisu shlesh, once they grow a third of their standard growth. And actually, all these things we just mentioned in the Mishnah is the time when it reaches a third of its growth. That's when all sorts of produce is chayv in meiser. If it reaches a third of its growth, it's chayv. The only reason why we mentioned these different pointers in the earlier parts of the Mishnah is because there's actually a sign, a simen, of when it reaches a shlish of its growth. As opposed to tevu and zesim, there is no official sign. It's just as this particular time that if you're a farmer, you would know about. And so now the Gemara clarifies a number of things that we mentioned in the Mishnah. We said that when we're dealing with figs, mishayav chilu. Rav Chir Bar Va'amar, he tells us, chaysa, that means when they grow and they become bigger and begin to ripen. Come on the tamer, like it says in the Pasuk, v'gam nafshom bachal abi, and their soul grew large upon me. So we see this word of bachal means to grow large. Now Rav Bar Yaakov says, mishayav b'yachanon, mishayav dimu p'nehem, that's when the face of the fig, meaning the top of the fig where it's attached to the tree, becomes red. That's when it reaches a shlish. Asking more of chal ta'enim p'neim adimais, that's proper girsa, not p'em, but p'neihem. Does the face of all figs turn red? Not all figs are like that. So Tanchum bar Maryan says, b'shem Rabbi Yechanon, lekech achas, you take one fig off the tree, umeniach, and you leave it, im bashal b'sech chidei meis l'eis, if it ripened within 24 hours, chayavais, then all the figs on the tree are considered ripe, and they're chayav in meiser, v'mlav, however, if not, p'turais, they're potter, because they haven't reached a shlish yet. Continuing, we had said, on novim, v'am ashen, mishav ishu, so Rabbi Zeir says b'shem Rabbi Yasa, mishiyikru b'isha, once they hit the stage that they're called b'isha, which means ripening grapes, when people start calling a grape by this name, so then it's reached a shlish. Rabbi Bar Nigri quotes of Tanchum Bar Yulai, who says b'shem Rabbi Nachum Bar Simai, v'hu sheteich hartzona shalhen nirsim b'chutz, the seed of the grape has to be seen from the outside, meaning the peel of the grape has to be somewhat translucent so that the seed could be seen, and that's considered reaching a shlish. Now we have a memra, which is unclear how it's connected to the Gemara, but the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yechon says, Rachel Vina al Kispei Disabi, I was riding on my grandfather's shoulders. This is because Rabbi Yechon's father died when his mother was pregnant, and his mother died in childbirth, so his grandfather raised him. And here Rabbi Yechon is quoting something that he heard during this stage in his life, Visham is called Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, and I heard the voice of Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, Yosef, he was sitting, Masni, and he was teaching, Dalad Amalaf on top, Machnisin Mei Malafafine, on Shabbos, one is allowed to gather the insides of Malafafine, which means if a Malafafine, which is some sort of melon, opened up and the seeds fell on the floor, he's allowed to sweep them up and gather them together. But he's not allowed to gather the insides, the seeds of an avatiach type melon on Shabbos. And ma'bein mei malafafayin lemei avatiach, what's the difference between the insides of malafafayin and the insides of avatiach? In Rosh Hashanah Bar Barsana, he answers mei malafafayin lachila. The seeds of malafafayin are edible, and therefore he could sweep them up because it's clear that he's sweeping them up to eat them. Whereas mei avatiach lezria, seeds of avatiach are not edible, and they're only good for replanting. And im oimer at kain, if you're going to say this, meaning if you're going to say that you're allowed to sweep up the seeds of avatiach, nimtzeis mechabedes hakarka b'Shabbos. It turns out that you're sweeping the floor on Shabbos, and we know that it's usher to sweep the floor on Shabbos because of ashuia gumais. Maybe you're going to smooth out holes that are in the floor, and this is obviously talking about a dirt floor, and that's the difference between avatiach and malafafayin. Since malafafayin seeds are edible, you could sweep them up because it's obvious you're not trying to sweep the floor, you're trying to sweep the seeds to eat them, but avatiach seeds are not edible. So if you're going to sweep them, it looks like you're mechabed the karka, and that's a problem on Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.